Stay tuned.
Young, vibrant style and training. UJFM. This is UJFM 95.4. I don't know if this is this into you. UJFM, shaping the future.
After graduating from Harvard, Bryan Stevenson heads to Alabama to defend those wrongly condemned or those not afforded proper representation. One of his first cases is that of Walter McMillian, who was sentenced to die in 1987 for the murder of an 18-year-old girl, despite evidence proving his innocence. In the years that follow, Stevenson encounters racism, legal and political maneuverings as he tirelessly fights for McMillian's life. Just Mercy is currently in cinemas right now.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Your story is making headlines aside. The publication of SAA Business Rescue Plan has been extended to March. And traffic has come to a standstill in Sandton CBD as a result of a protest march by hundreds of EFF members. New trending stories this hour include hashtag QueenSono coronavirus update and EFF Eskom March. And taking a look at your financial indicators, the rand is trading at 15 rand 55 cents to the US dollar, 20 rand 2 cents to the euro. One British pound will cost you 17 rand 10 cents. Gold is selling at $1,644.50 a fine ounce. In your weather, Johannesburg is cloudy with temperatures expected to peak at a high of 26 degrees and expected low of 13 degrees. For UJFM News, I'm Dominique Majola. Beg your pardon, more news updates to follow at 6 o'clock. Good afternoon.
UJFM Traffic.
I'm coming through right now with your very last traffic update on the UJFM Drive, and it's exactly 32 minutes right now after the third and final hour, which is 5 o'clock. Let's start off in Midrand at the 16th Road. I just saw pictures of an accident which happened just near the Medical Road. There's heavy moving traffic on both ways, so please be very careful when you are in that area. In Kaya Sand on Molibongwa Drive, traffic lights are also not working and causing some queue in traffic at River Road. Also in Edenvale on the N3 southbound, another